The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, back at Project Independence and You. Right now, you're going to be listening to Old Time Radio, Damon Runyon Theater, Pick a Winner, Ed First, 1949. Enjoy.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Pick the Winner. And to tell it to you, here's Broadway.
Thanks. It is one winter, and I am in Miami, Florida, with a character named Hot Horse Haley. How I get there is quite a long story. And it goes back to one cold night when I am sitting in Mindy's, when in comes Hot Horse Haley and his ever-loving fiancée, Miss Cutie Andrews. Now, the peculiar thing is not that I go to Miami, but what happens there with Hot Horse Haley, Cutie, myself, and a character named Professor Woodley is a story for the books. As I am saying, I am sitting one cold night in Mindy's, when in walks Hot Horse Haley and his ever-loving fiancée, Miss Cutie Andrews. Now, Hot Horse gets his name from the fact that he has always got a hot horse for somebody to bet on. In short, Haby is a tout and makes his living that way, such as it is. Miss Cutie Andrews, on the other hand, is more than 100% all right in anybody's life, and it is a constant wonder to all citizens why she puts up with Haby. But she does, and this makes her all the more all right. Well, Hot Horse and Cutie come over to me and sit down, and we speak as follows.
Hiya, Broadway.
Haby, how are you? Cutie, how goes it?
Pretty good, Broadway.
Broadway, I have got a proposition for you.
Oh?
How would you like to go to Miami, Florida?
Doing what?
As my guest.
Your guest?
Tell you what. I have a ticket here for tomorrow's train.
I do not understand. Why do you have a ticket for me?
Well, me and Cutie always goes down for the season at Hialeah. We each already have a ticket.
Maybe wait a minute. I still do not understand what this has got to do with me.
Let me tell him, Herbie.
I think I make it very clear.
Broadway.
Yeah, Cutie.
Remember old Mr. Donlan?
Donlan. Oh, sure. Yeah, what about him?
He is also going to Miami, Florida.
Oh, that is nice. He will like it.
Maybe. He died, Broadway.
I am sorry.
Yeah. He was a nice old guy. Anyway, his home was in Miami. They are sending him back there. And the railroad company says he has got to be accompanied by a passenger.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You want me? Oh, no. No, that is out.
But look, Broadway. You get a free trip to the land of sunshine. You will bask in the sun and bathe in the waters of the Gulf. That Judy and me will do.
When there is a racetrack around? I will lay more than a little 6-5 you cannot even point in the direction of the Gulf when you are in Miami.
Please, Broadway. Do this for me.
Find somebody else.
I cannot.
I will not do it.
Oh, look, it's starting to snow outside. Paper says the temperature's going to drop way down.
Cutie. I am talking business.
I bet we're in for one of those early cold winters. Snow's getting thicker.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it never snows in Miami.
Cutie, what has that got to do with what we are talking about?
Nothing. Only, well, nothing.
That's what I say.
Well, guess we'll have to find someone else, Herbie. Too bad you won't go with us, Broadway.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
How long will you stay?
Long enough to make a killing. I got the names of some pretty hot horses.
Tell you what, I will do it for you as a favor. But only as a favor, you understand?
Oh, sure. We understand, Broadway.
Uh-huh. I guess you do understand, Cutie. So, that is how I find myself in Miami, Florida. But going down there on the train, I am sitting with Cutie Andrews, and for the first time, I get to know her real well. It is very surprising what I learn about her. Like, for example, what she tells me the second day out.
I like to ride on trains.
Me, I can take them or leave them alone.
I guess it's not the train. It's what I see.
Scenery?
I like to go through the little towns. Look at the people. Their houses.
I do not notice them.
I do. Broadway, what kind of a house do you like?
House? You mean to live in?
Yeah, to live in.
Well, one is as good as another, as long as it is a house. Why?
I like the little white ones with the green shutters and vines growing over.
It is something I never think much about.
I do. Lots of times. I'd like a house like that, Broadway. Give me a slice of the moon thrown in. I got as much chance of getting it.
Cuny, look, it is none of my business, but about you and Hot Horse Herbie.
We were going to be married 10 times. Did you know he once won $11,000 on a race?
No.
Well, he did. But right back on the next one. It's like that all the time. I've been wearing this engagement ring so long, my arm's green up to the elbow.
Well, why do you stick with it?
Why? Maybe I feel sorry for the little guy. Always reaching for something he can't touch.
You are a 100% all right doll, cutie.
Yeah. 100%. I'll trade you half for one look at a little white house with green shutters and vines growing over it. Gotta have soft music for all this, Broadway.
I hope you get that little house someday, cutie.
Maybe I will. Who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe Herbie will hit a streak someday.
Aha, here you are. Been looking for you. Look, I've been going through the form. I got a stack of hot horses that'll set me up, but good. But good.
I hope it does, Herbie.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean, Broadway?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing at all, Herbie. Nothing at all.
Well, we get to Miami, Florida, and put up at a hotel. Beauty says no more about the little white house. It's like she forgets all about it. But I do not. I keep rooting for Herbie to pick the winners. But he does not. He is not able to get in the money. We are almost broke and are at the track one day when the scene is as follows.
You see Herbie any place Broadway?
Uh-uh.
Well, last I saw of him, he was trying to tout somebody for a bet.
With his luck?
Yeah, with his luck. Well, we missed 2 weeks of winter back in New York.
How do we get back?
Like, oh, there's Herbie.
Where?
Over there by the mutual windows. Talking to the tall guy smoking the pipe.
Which one?
The one in the suit that looks like it is never pressed.
Oh, I see him.
I wonder who he is.
I never see the guy before.
Oh, Herbie must be slipping. You'll never get that character to split a bet with him.
Maybe it is the best he can do. After all, Herbie uses up most of the suckers on bad bets.
Yeah, but look at that citizen. He can't have a dime.
He is a little seedy.
Well, come on, Broadway. Let's go over. Maybe Herbie knows what he's doing.
Hiya, Broadway. Cutie.
Hi.
Hi.
Meet Professor Stanley Woodley. Prof, this is Broadway.
How do you do? Pretty good.
And meet my fiancée, Miss Cutie Andrews.
It's a great pleasure, Miss Andrews.
Huh? Oh, sure. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I was just telling the prof that he ought to try a bet once in a while. Right, Broadway?
You mean you are at the track, but you do not bet?
Well, I came here to study the people. I like to watch them, whether they win or lose.
Is that professor just a gag?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, you're a professor?
Sure he is. From Princeton. That right, Professor?
Yes, that's right. I had a bad case of pneumonia and came down here to recuperate.
Oh.
I was telling the prof that it's a big kick to have a C note or thereabouts on a winner.
Really, I never bet. I'm just interested in people. I walk around and look at them.
You kidding?
Kidding? No, I'm not. You see, I'm a professor of psychology.
What's that?
Well, Mr. Herbie, I suppose you can call it the study of people.
That's all you do?
Yes.
Look, prof, the next race is just coming up. Now, I got a hot horse that can do good.
I don't know if I should or not.
Oh, why not? Just a C note.
C note?
$100.
Oh. Oh, no. No, not that much.
A 50, then?
I don't think so.
A 25?
I don't know.
Look, make it a 10 spot. Hey, but you gotta hurry. It's post time.
Well, I... All right, I'll do
it. Okay, come on. We got just time to lay it on.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Andrews. Mr. Broadway?
Sure. What's the matter, cutie?
Oh, nothing. Looks like a nice guy?
Yeah, he does.
Things must be getting pretty tough for Herbie when he has to tout a guy like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hate the whole thing, Broadway. I hate it.
But maybe someday...
Yeah, maybe someday. There's an awful lot of corners to turn first.
Well, the horse Herbie gives Professor Woodley wins. And Herbie sings his bad luck because he does not have a big better instead of Woodley. But it is better than nothing. That same night, it seems Herbie invites Woodley to eat with us. We are finished eating, and Herbie goes off to see what's good for the next day. I am paying no attention to much of anything until I hear Professor Woodley say...
No, I'm a bachelor, Miss Andrews.
You must get pretty lonesome.
Well, not exactly. I have my work. It keeps me pretty busy. I have my home.
Home? You have a home?
Well, a lot of people wouldn't call it much of a home, but I like it. It's my own.
Yeah. Your own. Where is it?
Princeton. Fairly close to the university.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess there's not much excitement, is there?
Not real excitement, no.
But you like it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
What about your home? You live alone?
I have a housekeeper.
Oh. Nobody else?
No, no one.
What kind of house you got?
Just a small white one.
It's got green shutters?
What? Why, yes. How did you know?
Oh, I don't know. And what kind of vines grow over it?
Why, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. You couldn't possibly know all this.
Well, that's what you think, Professor.
Yes, but you've never seen me before.
I've seen the house.
Oh, you're joking.
I wish I was, Professor. I wish I was.
Broadway, is she joking with me?
She's not kidding you, Professor.
Well, it's really astonishing. Go on, Miss Andrews. What else?
I don't see any more.
Oh, please. I hope I haven't offended you.
No.
But you were so accurate in your description.
Forget it, Professor. There are a million and one little white houses with green shutters and vines. But they all belong to somebody else.
And that is all the talk about white houses and green shutters. But I notice that Professor Woodley looks more at Cutie than he does before. And she looks at him, too, like she has seen a man for the first time. Well, it comes up a few more days, and it is late afternoon, and Herbie comes rushing in to where Cutie and me are sitting.
Cutie, Broadway, this is it.
Huh? What do you say?
What's got into you, Herbie?
Listen, Professor Woodley.
What about him?
Here we are thinking he is a two-buck bet. But listen, I catch a quick look in his wallet today. You know what I see?
No, what do you see?
The guy has got big bills back to back. He is loaded.
So what?
So what? Broadway, she asks, so what?
Well, so do I, as a matter of fact.
Look, you two, use your heads. I am looking for a citizen with enough cabbage to lay a big bet so we can clean up. I find him, and you ask, so what? You crazy?
Lay off the guy, Herbie.
What?
He's a nice guy.
He's Santa Claus.
Sure, you pick one of your hot horses, get him to lay his money. What if the horse loses?
I got a horse that can't lose, breezing along.
That is a good horse.
And he is right. Look, all we got is con Woodley into the bet.
You're figuring on getting him to put up his whole bankroll?
Why not? If he wins, I get a split, a good one.
And if he loses?
So he loses. What's it to you?
Well? Nothing, I guess.
Okay. You're always yammering about that joint with the shutters. Okay. Here's our chance to grab it.
We had a million chances before.
And this is another one. Cutie, this time we take it.